You're listening to SBS News.
Fatima is a woman with very few options. She has no money and the father of her children has left the family. Now the young mother says she can't afford to look after her children anymore, and that has led her to consider a heartbreaking scenario: sell one of her sick children to avoid her others from starving to death.
Everyone was saying we will buy her, but I didn't give her up. I wanted to sell her because I couldn't keep her anymore.
Fatima is holding on to her child for now, but others have felt they have no other choice. Bibi sold one of her newborns to save its life.
I gave my child away because of destitution, not because someone forced me. I was unable to take care of him, and I could not afford anything.
These scenes are being played out repeatedly across Afghanistan as people already ravaged by decades of war face desperate times. Children are amongst the hardest hit by the building humanitarian crisis. Matt Tinkler from Save the Children says the agency is increasingly seeing parents considering these awful choices.
It's really hard to put a figure on this in terms of how many parents are confronted with this awful situation, but anecdotally, our staff who are out in the community are seeing a number of examples of this in recent weeks.
Matt says the number of children in particular who are facing death and malnutrition is incredibly high.
Without doubt, the worst humanitarian emergency in the world at the moment is in Afghanistan. It's the perfect storm of conflict, of economic collapse resulting from the Taliban takeover and donors withdrawing or pausing funding, coupled with extreme weather events and climate change, creating this unprecedented number of people who need humanitarian assistance. So 5 million children on the brink of starvation. I live in Melbourne. That is the entire population of Melbourne on the brink of starvation as a child in Afghanistan right now.
Save the Children are among a number of aid groups who say it's time for the international community to ease sanctions against the Taliban. Russia is calling for the release of assets frozen by the international community to prevent funds falling into Taliban hands. But the US is holding firm. Thomas West is the US Special Representative for Afghanistan.
We talked to the Taliban at great length about the magnitude of Afghanistan's dependence on foreign aid in the many months leading up to their takeover on August 15th. They chose a military takeover. I think they knew the consequences, and they made that decision anyway. And unfortunately, the Afghan people are suffering as a result.
And suffering they are. Deborah Grok, SBS News.